they do a great job. Romeo's always done a good job with them, coaching them. They're very disciplined and you know, run the scheme the way it's supposed to be done.
Coach, can you talk about how J.D. Walton battled against Kelly Gregg last time around and what kind of advantage he might have?
I think the whole offensive line, tight ends, fullbacks, everyone, last time we played these guys did an excellent job. We had a good mentality going into the game, and they did a nice job up front to give backs an opportunity to get to the second level, and they got another big challenge ahead of them.
Has there been any significant difference with Kansas City's line since the first time you guys played it? Done things differently against other teams?
No, Romeo's got a scheme that's in place there that he's had for a number of years. He does an outstanding job getting the players ready to play, and they're very disciplined and sound in what they do, and they play extremely. You can see the last couple of weeks the way they've played for him.
Is there any, I want to light up, sorry. Is there any correlation between you guys playing a 3-4 and a 4-3 defense where the last couple of weeks
have been trouble? Well, no, I think basically really us doing a better job, you know, on every play and, you know, putting the players in a better position to be successful. But I think it really, you know, we have a scheme that's in place that you have certain plays designed for, whether it's a 4-3 scheme or a 3-4 scheme. And, you know, everyone's played us a little bit different, but I don't think I wouldn't say it's because of the 3-4 or the 4-3.
I mean, over 2.5 years, you probably spent more time with Kyle than anybody. What's it going to be like seeing him on the other side, coaching against him?
Well, you know, it was another good opportunity for him. You know, we made the decision as an organization to do what we did, and he went on, and he's done a nice job, and he's made the most of his opportunity. And sometime a fresh start for certain guys in a new location is the best thing for you. You know, but we're going to go out there and do whatever we can to win the football game.
How's the club improved since the release?
Well, I think, you know, we've headed a different direction. I don't think you can ever say it's one guy, and I've always said that here, or the entire organization always said it's never one guy. You know, we might not have played as well with him playing quarterback, but it wasn't because of just Kyle Orton. I think we, as an offense, didn't execute the system the way it was supposed to be executed the whole time. A lot of guys since that point have stepped up and made a lot of plays. We changed the system to really go in the direction we're currently heading with Tim as our quarterback. So, you know, just better execution.
I mean, he was in all those quarterback meetings up until right before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
How much can he give, you think, to Kansas City and Romeo about?
Well, someone just asked me that question earlier up in the staff room. When I was in Carolina, we were in a 2-minute drill for 5 years. We were in the same 6 plays. And we played the same for Falcons twice a year in Tampa Bay, twice a year, and we never changed those 6 plays. And everyone on the team always knew the signals, this and that, but they never stopped us. So it's just one of those deals. It comes down to players making plays and giving them all the information. And we've changed some things, you know. And I'm not going to exactly say what those things are, but communication-wise with everybody. So there's some things that, you know, they all got to play defense. It's not like we're just running a couple plays. And we can say in this formation, it's always this, it's always that. Tim always does this. There's a number of things we're doing differently than he hasn't seen. So.
Is the read option, which was so effective, has not lost something in the last few weeks or just not executed it as well?
Well, I wouldn't say that. We might not run as much. You know, that game, you know, we did a number of things. We ran the ball 55 times. So it's obviously our attempts are up a lot higher. And then the last couple of weeks, we might have changed a few things to take advantage of what the defense has been giving us. So it's I don't think it's four, just about more.
There's been a lot of talk about how well he knows you guys.
Without a doubt, we've shared information with the defense on things we know, and we'll see what happens.
A lot of things that
well, we coached him. You know, we coached him for 2.5 years, so there's a lot of little things we know about him.
What is it about that quarter, and is it execution? Is it they're making adjustments faster to the base offense? And
the turnovers. Without a doubt, from our entire football team, we turned the ball over too many times, gave Tom too many opportunities. And against a team like that, you can't do that. This past week, you know, third down, we were off. I mean, we've struggled for a while now on third down, but the disappointing thing last week was we missed Eric Decker on the big play early on for a third down conversion on third and long, and then we had the two short yardage plays where it was third and one, third and two that we didn't convert. So really, you know, the style of football we're playing when we run it first, second down, we throw something on first down, and it becomes short yardage, we don't convert. And that's what it was last week. We didn't convert three third downs, and that's why we go three and out.
Obviously, Tim's still in the teachable moment.
Well, like the first thing I told him after the game is, Tim, don't ever question yourself. He's got to go out there playing quarterback. You got to play with confidence. And the decision he made, he was confident in what he was doing. It just unfortunately went the wrong way. And that's all, you know, we've talked about that. There's a lot of things he's learned from week to week, whether it's, you know, a progression of a play, using your eyes a certain way, you know, when to get out of a play, when to just move on and just check it down to your back. So that's all part of the football game. Tim's done an outstanding job at doing the best all year long. And in the fourth quarter, that's when he's been at his best. And last week he struggled. But that's all part of the game. Tim's moving on. He's a professional, and he's been here before, and so he'll be fine.
A couple of the Bills defenders were saying they could kind of read where he was going. Mm-hmm. How do you coach him not to do that?
It just comes with experience. It really does. If, you know, they're thinking that he's looking, staring a guy down, maybe he's doing that a little too much, and we'll help him with that. He's got to do a better job keeping his eyes down the middle of the field and not really telegraph where he's going with the ball.
Was it a bit of a regression, or was it because there was mistakes, obviously, that weren't happening mm-hmm. in those previous 2 years?
I believe he started the game out 6 of 8. So there were some things he did early on that you really like. And then, unfortunately, he scrambled around, and everyone wants to criticize the one interception. We never want him to throw the interception. We threw it to DT moving around. Well, that's how he's made his money this year. And when the game's on the line, when he runs around, he's made those plays. Poor decision on his part. He'll tell you the same thing, and we didn't make the play there. And then the second one that he threw for the interception, unfortunately, you know, maybe he looked the guy down a little too much, and instead of looking one way and maybe going there. It's just one of it's with experience. The more snaps he takes, the better he'll be. He's done a nice job for us, him and Brady Quinn both. You know, they get a lot of reps for the look team, the scout teams, for the defense, and they've all done a nice job. And, you know, the three of those guys are all in it together with Adam. They do a great job working together, trying to help Tim out any way possible to let him have success on Sundays.